Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
In UCC, they're looking for fossils and they want you to help them. It's a new citizen science initiative called the Great Irish Fossil Hunt. Patricia Maria McNamara joins us now to explain how it works. Maria, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Are there many fossils in Ireland and fossils of what?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. So when many people think about fossil discoveries, where to find fossils, they might think of, well, you know, you'd have to go to countries like maybe the USA or China. But not many people realise that here in Ireland, we have many, many fossils. We've probably got millions of fossils, far too many for us to count. So what we're doing in UCC, our team of paleontologists, we're asking the Irish public to get involved and help us out, you know, to get out and about and find our fabulous fossils, send us photos, and we are going to actually collate all of the information from the public, and we're going to launch later in the year a new fossil map of Ireland. It's going to be the most detailed, comprehensive map of the fossils you can find in natural settings and in cities, towns and villages around the country. It's going to be the best fossil map we've ever had.
And will a fossil map then give us a stronger idea of what Ireland actually looked like in those times? For instance, how much of it was underwater or it was a swamp, that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, fossils, they're the only direct source of evidence we have about what, you know, the world looked like in the past. And so they're really critical to reconstructing environments, to reconstructing climate change in the past. So they're really important sources of information about the evolution of our planet.
So, and what kinds of fossils are we talking about? Like, are they generally kind of small things?
So here in Ireland, we're very lucky that, you know, most of our rocks are actually sedimentary rocks that contain fossils. So our most common rock is limestone that underlies about 70% of the country. And the Irish limestones are famous for their wealth of fossils. And the Irish limestones were laid down in an ancient ocean. And so we have lots of fossils of marine animals. So we've got different types of corals. We've got shelled animals like sea snails. Snails and ancient clams. We've got, so those would be very common types of fossils, brachiopods, gastropods, corals. There's also animals called crinoids. They're like a starfish on a stalk. And some of these can be very big. I mean, the clams, the brachiopods that I mentioned, they're typically the size of your hand, but they can get much bigger. They can get to about, you know, 20 centimetres across. The crinoid animals that used to live here, you know, these could grow up to 2 metres tall. And some of our corals, our big colonial corals, they can be over 1 metre across. And the solitary corals in some parts of the country in the northwest, these can be up to 2 metres long again. So, you know, we have plenty of very big fossils in Ireland.
Yeah, and is there any chance of finding an old fossil of a big old monster dinosaur? Were they ever here?
Yeah, they were. So during the, you know, Mesozoic, so the Jurassic and Cretaceous periods, when the dinosaurs were around, unfortunately, most of Ireland was actually dry land, and that is not a good place to actually try and preserve fossils. But there are, up in County Antrim, we do have the remains of two dinosaurs. The Megalosaurus, which was a predator, a bit like a T-Rex, and also the Skeletosaurus, which was an Ornithischian dinosaur in the same family as the Triceratops. So believe it or not, we actually do have Irish dinosaurs. They were found as the story goes, by a teacher as he was walking along the beach. So there is scope for the public to actually discover some really important finds here. Because if you think about it, there's about 50 paleontologists in Ireland, and we can only cover so much ground. If we put the energy and the efforts of the whole Irish public, we could actually make some really important discoveries here.
Yeah, and will people have to go out now into the countryside? And everyone likes the countryside, Maria. Will people have to do that? I mean, if you're walking down Patrick Street in Cork, you're not going to see a fossil.
You will actually. You're going to see some of the most spectacular fossils I've ever seen are on Patrick Street in Cork, actually. So, yeah, this is one of the really important messages that we want to get out. You know, yes, you can find fossils, obviously, in rocks on the beach and mountains and places like that. But you actually don't need to go that far. And it's like the big secret that, you know, nobody knows. You can find fossils in the footpaths, in the gutters, in the stones on walls, in the shopping centres, outside the bank, inside the bank, all of these places where we go all the time, they're built with stones and many of them contain fossils. So, we're asking people really take a hard look in your local area. When you're going down to the village for your carton of milk, when you're going to the post office, have a look on the ground. What are you walking on? Because I bet you people are going to find fossils. We've done tours or fossil trails in 10 towns and cities around Ireland. But in all of these places, everywhere, Cork, Kilkenny, Athlone, Dublin, we've found fossils. So they're in the building stones and we want the public to help us find them and put them all on the map to make fossils really easy to find, really accessible.
Make Irish fossils great again. If people do find any of the place they're looking for you to make contact is ucc.ie/fossil-heritage. ucc.ie/fossil-heritage. Professor Maria McNamara is Professor of Paleontology at UCC. Thanks a million, Maria.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.